Now, because of the nature of the message this morning, I must say a couple of things before we start. First of all, my subject today is extremely sensitive and controversial, enough to start war in a lot of places. I have no agenda or intention to hurt, embarrass, bring up past pain, or anything to anybody. That is not, that's the furthest thing from my mind. I have no intention of trying to tell people how to run the government or the like. This, what I'm going to talk about this morning, is not a political issue. It's a moral issue. Morality. That makes it our business, whether we like it or not. We didn't start this. I feel confident and sure that what I'm going to say to you this morning is right and needs to be said. I'm not saying it just because I'm a person that likes to stir up controversy. I'm saying it because I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice to remain true to my calling to preach the Bible. I have no choice. And I would like to say there are people here today, no doubt about it. I don't know anybody personally. I'm sure there are, though, who have been through this awful experience of abortion. I hope that you will know that we're not trying to, I'm not trying to hurt you or bring pain to you. I heard of a girl the other day that was literally forced into having an abortion by her mother, who didn't want her teenage child to have a baby. And I also know that abortion is a product skillfully marketed and sold to young ladies at a very critical and crisis time in their lives, when they're not even capable of making a real good decision. She buys the product, finds out it's defective, and wants to turn it for, return for a refund, but it's too late. So this morning, I'm preaching on the subject of abortion. Since 1973, the famous Roe versus Wade case, there have been now right at 50 million abortions that we know of in this country. Average of nearly 5,000 per day. There's a doctor by the name of Bernard Nathanson. He was the co-founder of the National Abortion Rights Action League. And for 2 years, he says, he was the director of the largest abortion clinic in the world. That was years and years ago. He said, I bear ultimate responsibility for over 75,000 abortions. He said, I've now, this was back like in the late 80s and early 90s, changed my mind on the acceptability of abortion owing to immense technological advancements which have been made in the fields of fetology. Advances such as ultrasound, images, fetal heart monitoring, have allowed us to now perceive without question the unmistakable humanity of an unborn child. This morning, I want you to take your Bible, turn to Jeremiah chapter 1. The book of Jeremiah, chapter number 1 this morning. And I'm going to deliver this, get it off my heart, and may God use it wherever, however He sees fit. Someone has to stand up in behalf of those that are not able to defend themselves. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse number 5. Look at 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, God speaking to Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, before Jeremiah was ever out of his mother's womb, I sanctified thee and I ordain thee a prophet unto the nations. I'll start right there this morning, and I'm going to show you something to begin with, about 5 minutes or so, and then I'm going to bring you the points of the message. I need you to pay very close attention to what I'm going to show you, because it's going to go by real fast. You hear this? This is constantly in the news every single day that you turn it on. And what I'm going to show you this morning will clear up some questions that you might have had about what's going on in this country. And it's going to have a whole lot to do with elections, with the presidential election coming up, and all that stuff. I'm not interested in that at all. My job as a Bible preacher, I'm not politicking for or against anybody. I'm speaking up for little babies that are not able to speak up for themselves. Now, you're going to see something here this morning, and you can go ahead now and get the lights down, please. And I'm going to show you what's going on with an organization they call Planned Parenthood. You've heard both sides on the news. I'm going to show you real quick. There's a couple of websites on here you can take down and check it out for yourself. Now, what we're seeing today is not only the abortion of the unborn child, but we're now seeing even selling for profit the body parts of that child. Now, watch this. You want to see something that'll make you think? Let's back it up here just 1 second, and let me let you hear this lady introduce this video. You ready? Watch.
Hello, I'm Cecile Richards, President of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. I want to be really clear. The allegation that Planned Parenthood profits in any way from tissue donation is not true.
We'll see about that. This is a top.
What would you expect?
Abortion. These people went undercover like they were buying the baby parts for research, and listen to this conversation.
For intact tissue. What?
She said, "What would you expect from intact tissue?" Now, what does intact tissue mean? Intact, when they don't want to say arms and legs, so they say tissue. It don't sound as bad. You'll notice this in any kind of movement, they invent scientific words and terms to make it sound like it's not really as bad as it is. If you say, we're going in there and we're going to crush a baby's head, that sounds awful. But that's exactly what's going on. Now, what's this?
What sort of compensation? What sort of...
What compensation would you have to have for intact tissue? There's what the law says. It shall be unlawful for any person to knowingly receive or otherwise transfer any human fetal tissue for valuable consideration. Sell it for money. What's
it? Some discussion about doing it in a different way, or I don't know what you're used to doing, how are you used to doing compensation. Patients don't get anything, of course.
So I'd like, what would you expect for intact tissue? What
intact means it ain't just smashed all to pieces. That's what it means.
What sort of compensation? What sort of...
Well, why don't you start by telling me what you're used to paying?
Why don't you start by telling me what you're used to paying? Negotiating over lunch the price of dead babies.
Okay. I don't
want to be in the position of being accused of selling tissue and stuff like that. On the other hand, there are costs associated with the use of our space.
Exactly.
Kind of stuff. So what would you...
So I'd like to start at around 100.
Okay. Now, this is for tissue that you actually take, not just the tissue that versus volunteer.
What we can use? What is intact?
If it's smashed up and squashed too bad, where y'all pull it out with those force them things that they smash them with, that's the part we can't use.
So that's why I'm.
12 week, end of the first trimester. If those are pretty intact.
If our usual technique is suction at 10 to 12 weeks, and we switch to using IV.
What she's saying here is our usual method of getting a baby out of a mother's womb is suction method for 10 to 12 weeks in her pregnancy. She said we can change that method and use another method so it don't tear them up so bad, and then you can use them better and we'll sell them to you. Now, what you got to understand is this old trick of we're not selling them, but for a donation, we'll give them to you. That's what a lot of preachers do. They'll say, now we're not selling these things. I'm not selling flowers today. I don't believe in selling flowers. But for a donation of $50, I'm going to give you them flowers. See, it's just a way of wording it where you can't say we're selling them. That ain't right. It ain't right for preachers to say that. It ain't right for them to say that. A guy stopped me in the airport, and he said, now, we're giving these books away. And I said, okay. He said, but we need a donation of $10. And I said, oh, you're selling them? No, we're not selling them. And he said, well, we need a donation. Okay, you're selling them. No, we're not selling them. Oh, they're free? Yeah. Well, give me one. No, for a donation of $10. Oh, you're selling. No, see, that's that kind of junk like that. That's pull off on suckers that don't pay attention. And the God of this world's got their mind blinded. Yeah. Amen? They switch to a method that don't tear them up as bad.
Bath is something with less suction in order to increase the odds that will come out as an attack.
It'll increase the odds that it'll come out all right where you can use it for your research or whatever.
We're kind of violating the...
How do you feel about that?
I think, they're both totally appropriate techniques. There's no proposal.
Write me a proposal. I'll take it to the organization and we'll proceed.
And then if you want to pursue this mutually, I'll mention this to Ian in terms of how he feels about using crunchy technique together.
We'll use a less crunchy technique. Instead of just tearing them all to pieces, we'll try to get them out so you can use them. Brain, liver, skull, and so forth.
Then we'll move forward.
What compensation is? You know what compensation is? It's pay. It's money. Compensate. You pay somebody for something.
And are we agreed that $100 would...
$100 per specimen of tissue. That could be an arm, leg, part of it, or all of it.
Keep you happy?
Well, let me agree to find out from other affiliates in California what they're getting.
$5 per specimen. And so that's for for liver, thymus, pair, and that's $150.
It's $150 if you get liver, thymus.
This is if we can get liver, thymus, brain hemisphere, and all that.
I want a Lamborghini.
She wants a Lamborghini.
I drive all Lamborghini.
Don't we all, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Telling you people, God is watching. Hold him accountable. Listen to this. She's the director of research, Planned Parenthood on the Gulf Coast. If we alter our process, normal abortion, just tear them up, throw them in the trash can. Sometimes arms and legs moving when the babies come out. We are unable to intact fetal cadavers.
Alter our process.
Mm-hmm.
And we are able to obtain intact fetal cadavers. Then we can make it part of the budget.
We can make it part of the budget. Now, the little girl laying there having that done, she don't have no idea what's going on. The baby don't even have a chance.
This, and splitting the specimens into different shipments is this. I mean, it's all just a matter of line items.
It's just a matter of line items, like furniture. like cars coming off an assembly line.
Usually.
Listen to this one. There's dilation that happens in the case goes on. Last step, you can evacuate an intact calvarium. That's a skull. She said sometimes you get the skull out without crushing it, in other words.
That can be taken.
So they can convert to breech, for example,
exactly,
at the start of the...
Exactly. Okay.
I was training.
So I think the American people...
Here's what they say on the news. Here's what they say on The View and places like that. Here's what they say.
Know who Planned Parenthood is and that we are not selling body parts.
Really? No, we're giving them to these organizations for research in trade for compensation. Please, everybody, listen.
That wants to give out organizations, not just for the people. I think that's like the balance. And that's okay. We have independent. Okay.
It's okay. We have independent colleagues who generate a fair amount of income doing this. They do not know they're being recorded.
They want cardiac, or they want
cardiac, or they want eyes. So it's the liver only that we're...
There's all kinds of stuff. Definitely,
liver
is probably easily the most, like, the highest in demand right now. And then neural tissue and neural progenitors is another big one that's very difficult, because that's where specimen quality and, like, the entire discussion is a big concern.
Notice how it's a specimen. It's a fetus.
Yeah. Can I ask you about remuneration?
Money.
Yeah.
So, what's your policy, and what have you been?
We would. However they want to work it is fine with us. Typically, most places are doing per specimen, because it just makes most sense, because that's how they work and that's how we work as well.
Look at that. I'm not going to crush that. Watch her say, I'll cut it up above it, or I'll cut it below it to save that part that you want.
I'm
going to
crush it below, I'm going to crush it above, and I'm going to see if I can get it out of the
top. I mean, how can you sit there and eat talking like that? I mean, over food, brother, sipping tea. You know what the Bible said? They're past feeling. You know what the Bible said? The Bible said they'd be without natural affection. You can't, it's against the law to take an eagle egg with an unborn eagle in it and crush that. You can be fined of $150,000 or more for crushing an egg with an unborn eagle inside of it. The Bible teaches us the blood of those 50 million babies cry out from the ground against our generation. Yes. There's your website down there at the bottom. It's a silent screen. Almost 5,000 times a day. Most of them are in the fifth and sixth month of partial birth abortion.
Well, family and friends will get...
You want to see some double standard hypocrisy? Please don't tell me about the hypocrites in the church. You want to hear some double standard hypocrisy? Here's a young man who missed a turn, hit a pregnant girl standing on the corner. He runs into her with his car, and she's okay, but it kills the baby, and they charge him with murder.
In less than an hour, to remember an unborn baby killed in a hit and run.
Oh, I thought it was a fetus. If they don't call it a fetus now, watch.
Week, as WISN 12 News reporter Hillary Mintz reports, the accused driver in 12 News reporter Hillary Mintz reports, the accused driver made his first court appearance. He's facing homicide charges.
With both hands covering his face, Donovan Walker Hall makes his first court appearance 4 days after striking a pregnant woman, killing her unborn child.
I thought it was a fetus. She said, unborn child. Now look, you say, well, that man, he ran over that woman and killed her child. Well, the doctor goes in there and kills it. What's the difference? You say he had consent. It don't matter. If it's a child and you kill it, it don't matter who kills it or who gives consent. If I give consent to kill you, does that mean it's all right? No!
Mr. Walker Hall, you're charged with 4 separate criminal offenses The first of those is entitled Homicide by Negligent Operation of a Vehicle.
Homicide by Negligent Operation of a Vehicle.
A life that is here is somehow embraced.
You heard that Cecil the Lion got killed and everybody took a fit. Listen to what they say here.
And the loss of it is felt more than a life that is just forming inside of its mother. I mean, I'm trying to understand the difference.
Me too.
I think it's easier to mourn over a lion that's been killed than over a baby that's been killed. I think that's how far we are from our humanity. And
amen.
We've been trying to assign a value to life based on scarcity of it, which I think is incredibly...
Every day is 9/11 for the unborn. Abortion kills a baby every 24 seconds, just in this country. It's not your body. It's not your choice. It's somebody else's body that you're dealing with. Abortion stops a beating heart. Should it really be legal? Give me the lights, please. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't even show y'all the bad parts. I had to cut out 3/4 of the part that honestly you would be sick after seeing it. I want to say a few things about it very quickly. Number one, listen to me. Number one, where do children come from? Where do babies come from? If you are a Bible believer here this morning, you believe, as I believe, that the Bible is the final authority in any issue. It doesn't matter what it says. It doesn't matter what it is. Whatever the Bible says is right. It is the final authority of all matters of faith and practice. You say, well, there's a big debate out there. Not, if you believe the Bible, there is no debate. I'll show you. You listen, I'm not going to have you turn to all of these. You can write them down. There's a bunch of them. Here we go. Where do babies come from? Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 5. He said, we know not how the bones do grow in the womb. Our bones grow inside of our mother's womb, and it is an act of God. David said in Psalms, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Jeremiah, the verse that I read to you, said God formed him inside the belly. And God decides when there's a baby comes into this world and when there's not. God decides who's pregnant. I know there's a lot of people say, well, why did God let her have a baby and wouldn't let her? I don't know the answer to that. I know God will and does have an answer for it, and He'll give it to us one of these days. But it's all of God. Life comes from Him. Psalm 127, verse 3, the Bible said, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb, a woman's womb, is His reward. Now, so we know where children come from. Children are a gift from God. When the male and the female parts ignite, they come together, and life is formed inside the mother's womb. It's a miracle, and only God can do that miracle. Life is a miracle. Number two, what does the Bible say about unborn children? Isn't it amazing that this old, antiquated, outdated, outmoded, archaic Bible has so much to say about the topics that the news puts on every single night? Isn't this something that the old book always has a lot to say about any controversial issue, and science catches up? They're about 2,000 years behind usually, but they finally get caught up. Here we go. What does the Bible say about unborn children? This is probably a third of it. Number one, Genesis 16 and verse 11. He said, Hagar, thou art with child. He said, what is inside of you is a child. You know who said that? The Holy Ghost. God said what was in Hagar's body was a child. You say, well, there's debate. There ain't no debate. Well, if you're a Christian, there is no debate. You say, what is it inside the mother's womb? Is it a fetal tissue? No, it is a child. Genesis 19 and verse 36 said the daughters of Lot were with child by their father. Now, that's a very interesting case. And I bring up that case because a lot of people trying to play both sides of the fence say, well, we don't believe in abortion except for in the case of rape or incest. Here's a case where it was incest. God's got it all covered. Genesis 19:36, it was a case of incest. And you know what God said? He said, you are with child. You say, preacher, do you mean to tell me that it's wrong for a woman to have that baby killed even if it was a product of incest? I'm saying this. If it's a child and it's wrong to kill it, it's wrong to kill it no matter how it got there. Now, some of you may disagree with that. There'll probably be people get mad at me for that, but that's because you're unable to think because your mind is controlled by the media and by the spirit of the... It don't matter how it got there. I can't come up to a five-year-old kid and say, well, your mother was raped, so I'm going to kill you. It's not right to kill. He can't help how he got here. And the baby can't either. I know there'll be opposition to that by Christians. But what I told you is right. Genesis 38:24. Tamar, thy daughter, is with child. There's places in the Bible where it's a product of rape and adultery. 2 Samuel 11:5, adultery. Bathsheba sent and said, I am with child. That was an unwanted child, by the way. And she said, nevertheless, it's a child. Matthew 1:18, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And the virgin said, Virgin Mary, in Genesis 25 and verse 23, you know what God told Rebecca? He said, there's two nations in your womb. God done the first ultrasound. And He done that before there was a scientist. And He said, there's two nations in their womb. See, God has vision. He sees that child inside and makes plans for it while it's still in the mother's womb. Amen. I can feel the kicks coming there. Watch this all over the world. But I'm telling you one thing, brother. The truth will stand when this world's on fire. I'm telling you, if you cut my head off today, it ain't going to change what God said in His book. Luke chapter 1 and verse 44, Elizabeth came to Mary, one of the most famous parts that we know in the Bible, and she said, John the Baptist was in my womb, and Mary come along. She was 6 months, by the way. And Mary come along and said, guess what? I'm having a child. The Messiah's coming. And she said, Elizabeth said, the babe leaped in her womb. Somehow or another, God let John the Baptist hear and feel. You know, they say a baby inside its mother's womb can hear things and sense things and know its mother. I don't know. I'm not sure about all that. I'm not a doctor or a woman or a scientist. Don't want to be either one of them three. But I'm telling you something. They say that a woman can feel it and it knows stuff. But old John the Baptist did. Old John the Baptist did. He is in there one day just minding his own business, saying, boy, it ain't going to be long. About 3 months, I'll be out of here ready to preach. A little bitty feller. And buddy, I'll tell you what, he heard Mary come up and said, the Messiah's coming. And John said, I can't wait 3 months. Woo! And kicked aside her out like that. And she said, the babe shouted in my womb, and my baby leaped for joy. Now, was that a piece of tissue? Is that no one? Listen, brother, when they perform abortion, they stick those things inside of a mother's body. I don't want to be too plain, but they'll jerk one leg off like that. Blood all over the leg. Then tear an arm off. And it's kicking. It's kicking. They can prove it. Where's reality TV? How come they don't show that to you? How come they don't show that to a girl before she has it so she'll have a choice? You know why? M-O-N-E-Y. Money. The love of money is what drives that industry. Amen? Sure does, brother. It sure does. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, a child is not a mistake. A child is not a problem. A child is not a burden. A child is not an inconvenience, unless you're a self-lover, wicked person. A child is not a nuisance. A child is not an accident. A child is not a punishment. A child is a miracle from God Almighty. Number three. What does abortion say about our society? What does abortion say about what we have become? We have become calloused and desensitized to human life. Now, this is everywhere. Little kids, all talk about shooting people, killing people, bang, 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 cut their heads off, video game. It's just blood, cut them up, shoot them up. I heard them arguing about guns on TV the other night, and I said, I'm going to change the channel. That's all they're doing, fussing about guns. And I put the one channel to watch the weather, and the first thing come on there, a bunch of people shooting each other. Bang, 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 bang. And they're on the other, all the news channels arguing about guns, 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 guns. Ladies and gentlemen, we have become desensitized to human life. It doesn't matter, just as long as we survive. I've never met one person yet who believed in abortion who does not and is thankful their mama didn't have one. Amen? It's selfishness. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, an eagle egg, I said $250,000 fine, or up to 2 years in prison. It is not only legal to kill an unborn child, but they're actually selling their body parts. What a terrible, terrible thing. An average abortionist performs over 40 abortions every single day. Now, it's been 20 years since I heard. I don't know what they cost now. Way back then, it's $300. Let's say minimum, bottom dollar, $300 times 40, $12,000 a day. Just one. 40 a day, one man. $12,000 a day. How much would nearly 5,000 be? Three, five, 15, see, you can figure it out. That's a law. There's your problem right there. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. It's a money-making racket. What does it say about our society? You know what Everett Koop said? Many of you remember Everett Koop? He was our Surgeon General between the years of 1982 and 1989. He said, quote, you always hear this, rape, incest, or when the life of the mother is at stake. How many of you have heard him say that? Well, the life of the mother is at stake. You mean to tell me you wouldn't do an abortion when the life of the mother is at stake? Let me tell you what he said. Quote, in 36 years of pediatric surgery, I have never known one instance where the child has to be aborted to save a mother's life. I'd like to know one. Anybody know one? There might be one somewhere. I don't know. He done it 36 years, so he'd never seen it one time. What an irony that a society we're looking at plastic bags full of dead human beings, babies, in the trash can going to the dump every day, and we are more concerned about recycling the plastic. That's a liberal terminology. Liberal terminology. What does abortion say about our society? It says we've gone a long way, brother. It says we've gone a long way. I'm telling you, in the Bible, there was two harlots. And these two harlots, they brought them to King Solomon. You know that story. And they both had a baby, and one of them was dead. And they're both trying to claim that live baby. And they was saying, that's my baby. No, it's not. That's my baby. Yours a dead one. No, that's my baby. Yours a dead one. You know what that tells me? Prostitutes in the Old Testament had higher moral values than a lot of Christians do today. That's what our society has become. Listen, people, we're living in that. Do we expect God to bless our country? We think God's going to protect us? Do you realize we're living right now in the last little bit of freedom we're having? God will judge America for the life of these children. Money rules. Number four, I want to say what to do if you've had an abortion. There's no doubt in my mind you're here. I don't know who you are, but you're here. I want to say something to you just for a minute. First, you realize that God loves you and God will forgive you just like that. Like He would any other sin. The Bible said in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sin. You do not have to live in guilt the rest of your life. You don't have to hang that hanging over your headrest. You can get it washed away in the blood of Jesus and walk out of here just as clean. Your conscience can be clear. Yes, you made a mistake. We all have. Amen? He can forgive that just like He can forgive you gossipers. He can forgive that just like He can forgive you proud people. He can forgive that just like He can your jealousy and your self-righteousness. I'm telling you, the Lord Jesus, His blood cleanses us from all sin. Confess it. Get it under the blood. Get on your life. Try to help some other young girl from making that mistake and live your life. Don't feel bad about it. It's gone. It's under the blood. Go on and live for God. God washed it away, never to be remembered again. Number five, and I'm through. What to do if you have an unwanted pregnancy? Ain't no such thing in the Bible that I can find. What to do if you have an unwanted pregnancy? Girls, abortion, you lose either way. It kills one and wounds the other. It kills the baby and wounds you for the rest of your life. Carry it. Dedicate yourself to God. You've got a mother instinct inside of you. Have you ever noticed these girls? A dog can be having puppies. God put a natural mother instinct in the side of you girls here this morning. It's in you. You don't have to try to have it. If you don't have it, something bad wrong somewhere. Women love babies and they let you have an act. Don't sear your conscience and go against that. Get some counseling. And I want to say there's thousands of good, dedicated Christian families that will help you if you're not able to take care of that child. They'd love to have it. People stand in line wanting babies. Don't kill it. If you haven't watched that video, I don't know if we still got any copies of it back there or not. If we ain't, we'll get you one. Or you can get it, I guess, on the internet. The drop box. Every person in here needs a drop box. Jimmy, go back there and get Cody and bring him in here. That drop box video shows a pastor in Korea. And there's so many babies being born in Korea just left out on the street, loading up trash cans and everything, that he put a box in the side of his church where the lid you can open up and people come and when those mothers come, they're having babies, they want to remain nameless. They don't want nobody to know. They come and put that newborn baby in that drop box, and him and his wife get them and find places for them. And they've raised 15, and they've had over 300 put in that box. No babies. You ought to watch that video. I'm telling you, people, we are living in a desensitized, wicked generation. God have mercy on us. Where in the world is our morals anymore? You know what our society thinks? As long as it makes me happy and I profit from it, I don't want to be aggravated with no little brats. I want to show this little boy. Come up here, me and Cody. Come up here, Angie. I wasn't going to do this, but it just hit my mind there. When she was pregnant with this young man, she was telling me they had a lot of complications. She was advised to have an abortion. Isn't that right? They told her, don't even try to have it. And I don't want to bring any doctor into this or anything. But I know, she told me, she said, they tried to talk me out of having another child. They said it'd be all, but look at there. We wouldn't have this if she'd listened to them.
Hey, chip potato, chip, crunchy, crunchy. I love Jesus, bunchy, bunchy. Peanut butter, creamy, creamy. I hate the devil, he's a
mean. Amen. We wouldn't have had that today. Amen. If she had listened to them people. You say, well, Brother Danny, I'm still in school, and if everybody find out, they'd kill me and everything. Listen, go ahead and have that baby and let somebody raise it, help you raise it. I can tell you people right here in this church, it would take it in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. That's not the answer. Killing it is never the answer. All right, I'm through. Let's stand. Every head bowed, every eye closed. We're not going to sing. We're just going to pray. We're just going to pray.